driver. There's a difference between driving cattle with a whip or riding a horse with a whip than leading sheep.
Amen.
Come on, Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
Amen.
Come on. He leadeth me into the green pastures beside the still waters. He restores my soul. Come on. When you follow the good shepherd, everything you need is in where he leads you. So your ability to hear the voice of God, your ability to hear the voice of Jesus is vital to your prosperity. And I'm not just talking, when I talk about prosperity, I'm not just talking about your money. Come on, 3 John 2 says, Beloved, I desire above all else that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. That word prosper means to break through on every side. And he talks about your health. Amen? And then he talks about your soul. Come on, you know that you're a three-part being, right? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. The Lord sanctify your whole spirit and soul and body. And when God says he wants you to prosper above all else, he's talking about all three. Come on, say, I am a spirit.
I am a spirit.
I have a soul.
I have a soul.
And I live in a body.
And I live in a body.
Woo, that's all of you. You talk to all of yourself. So what part are you speaking? Your spirit man is connected to God. And in your spirit, you know you're supposed to be the head and not the tail. In your spirit, you know you're supposed to be above and not beneath. Amen? In your spirit, you know that somebody that is drunken and drinking and seem to be rich should not be in that position. Come on, hallelujah.
Amen.
Because that's not God's order. Come on. The diligent hand, it says. Come on, you read the book of Proverbs, all it says. The diligent hand shall tend to prosperity. Wine is a mocker. All the things that people do in the world, hallelujah, should not be making them prosper. They should not be walking any more health than you. They should not be walking any more wealth than you. They should not be walking any more peace than you. They should not be walking any more joy than you. Come on, if you've accepted these things in your life, there's something wrong. As a believer, there's something wrong. Come on. There's some adjustments that we have to make in order to walk in victory. And we have to start to hear his voice. We have to start to look at everything that Jesus said and did and start to say, you know what, Master, the things that you're saying are my keys to breakthrough.
Amen.
In fact, Jesus told it. So the woman, he said, look, John 6:63, listen to this. The words, Jesus said, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. Whew, hallelujah. The words that I speak, are not just words, they are spirit words. Hallelujah. Spirit words, I'm talking about Holy Ghost spirit words, have power. They have power to produce. So when you hear a word from God in your spirit, because that's the part of us that's connected to God, when we hear a word from God in our spirit, hallelujah, and we start to act on that word, we start to speak that word, hallelujah, it's got to produce. Come on. The angel came to Mary in Luke 1:37, and God had promised her a child, and of course Gabriel told her, you know, the Holy Spirit's going to overshadow you, and that thing that born of you will be called the Son of the Most High. Glory to God. And Mary said, "How shall these things be?" The angel said, "Hallelujah! With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible, because no word from God is devoid of power from bringing itself to pass." Whoa, hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what, with God all things are possible. The literal Hebrew translation is, no word from God is devoid of power from bringing itself to pass. When God speaks a word, hallelujah,
right,
as Jesse Duplantis says in his Cajun accent, it's guaranteed. Come on, hallelujah. It's all you got to do is stand in faith and not back up. Hallelujah. So when people are giving you prophetic words, glory to God, I know the gift of prophecy is awesome, and we should all flow in it. Hallelujah. But sometimes you look at people and say, boy, that's a squirrely looking person. I don't know if I can receive that word from them. Or that's only Sister So-and-so. She always giving words, you know. But you got to really evaluate when you start hearing words from people, hallelujah, that mean you good.
Yes.
Because it's not the vessel, it's the heart of the vessel.
Yes.
So if the person has the right heart, hallelujah, and if they're listening to the Lord, and if they're keeping themselves consecrated, it could be a little 3-year-old, a 5-year-old. Come on, hallelujah. Jesus, Psalm 8 says, out of the mouths of babes and sucklings have I ordained strength to silence the enemy and the avenger. Amen, hallelujah. Sometimes a little child, hallelujah, can give you a word.
Amen.
Come on, a donkey gave Balaam a word. Come on, hallelujah. God can use whoever will yield to him. Amen. So this morning, I, like I said, I came to stir you up in your righteous, sanctified breakthrough, hallelujah, anointing that you already have but may not be walking in. Amen? Because when we ask the Lord, what's the word of the Lord for this year? Am I moving around too much, Daniel? What's the word of the Lord for this year? He told my wife and corroborated with me, hallelujah, that this is a year that he wants us to break through, press through to break through. Amen? Say, press through,
press through to break through.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, the thing about breakthrough, it means that there's going to be some resistance. Amen? Whenever you got a break, we looked up that word breakthrough, and it means, my wife did a good job on that. It means when an army advances in a strategic position against an enemy's stronghold and suddenly makes an entrance that cannot be stopped.
Amen.
Woo, hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of you know that you are part of the army of the Lord?
Amen.
Individually and collectively. And if this is a year that we're supposed to suddenly advance against enemy territory in such a way that's strategic and cannot be stopped, hallelujah. Glory to God. It means that there's some opposition. We didn't know. I heard Pastor Asia talking about inflation and all these things. We didn't know there was going to be inflation. We didn't know there was going to be high price. We didn't know. Come on. Those are things, are walls that the enemy is trying to put up. Amen. But God already gave us the word that if we press through, we're going to break through. Amen. So that means that we got to press. Amen. So many times we want God to do everything. You know, oh Jesus, get me out of this situation. Oh Jesus, you know, Lord, just you know, stop this persecution. Oh Jesus, get me a job. Oh Jesus, get me this, get me that. And the Lord might have been giving you prophetic words all year or the previous year, and maybe you never wrote them down or you never waged a warfare with the prophetic word, and now it comes time, and guess what? You don't know what to stand on. Guess what? You know, you got to stand on the word. Amen? The Bible says when you get a prophetic word, you need to wage a good warfare with the prophecies that were spoken over you. Amen? So if you get a prophetic word from a credible source, glory to God, you got to wage a warfare. Come on, you got to take that to the, you got to use that thing like a sword. You got to, come on, anytime doubt comes up, anytime a situation comes up, you got to take that word. Father God, you said, hallelujah, you said by the Holy Ghost through so-and-so that I will break through in this area. I cannot be stopped. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. God wants you to press through. Because sometimes when you get a word, it looks like things are getting worse. A man came to church, a couple came to church 2 weeks ago from Jacksonville to Orlando. And they showed up at our service in the morning. And we didn't recognize them, didn't know who they were. But at the end of the service, they said, can we give a testimony? And we don't normally give testimonies, allow testimonies from strangers, because you never know what somebody might say. But they told us they were from one of the other CI churches, and they had been there when I ministered at their anniversary. So, and that, he said, you ministered at that church anniversary service, and you called up all the men to give prophetic words, right? And I was the last one you prophesied to. And you said to me, God wants you to take your foot off the gas. He said, well, that got my attention because I was a truck driver.
<You
know? laughs> He says, because I didn't believe in prophetic words. Maybe to the church, but not to me personally. And he said, God, take the foot off the gas. He wants to drive. He wants to take the wheel. He's got you covered. Don't worry. As you let him drive, you're going to increase more than you ever increased before. And you're going to be really, really wealthy. Well, he said, well, whatever. I mean, how many love those, you know, how many live up and give a prophetic word and somebody's giving you the whatever look? This is why you got to be like Jeremiah. You can't be afraid of their faces. When you go witnessing, when you go sharing the gospel, you can't be afraid of faces. Come on, hallelujah. When we share the gospel with people, do you need prayer for anything? No. Anybody needs prayer for anything? No. Anyone in your family? No. Okay. You can't be like that because you got to stay in front of them, you know? Well, let me pray for you anyway. Come on. And when you start to pray and you start to hit some things and those tears start to come, hallelujah, and then you start to move in the prophetic, hallelujah, right there in the street, come on. December alone, we led 19 people to the Lord at a food truck place that we go out and share the gospel with and prophesy to them, pray for them, amen, and give out tracts, glory to God. But it's just letting the Spirit of God flow and move, amen, hallelujah. So this man went and he went about his way and he said, the next month, he knew the word wasn't from God because, like, he made no money. Between repairs and gas and everything, his expenses were more than his income, right? So here he is with this prophetic word, let God drive right, take your foot off the gas right, I'm going to increase more than, right? You know, and his wife was more spiritual. Aren't you glad for spiritual women?
Yeah.
Aren't you glad that, you know, some women, you know, they hear from God and they believe God, amen, and come on, even if that word wasn't from God, you should embrace, oh, Lord, you're going to take care of me, I'm going to wealth, come on, you should be just glad for a word like that, but no, you need your wife to agree with you, but thank God for the Spirit of the Lord, amen, thank God for that Jesus is a good shepherd, isn't he, amen, so, his wife started to say, well, let's take lay a hold of the word. Let's pray and let's believe God. It can't get any worse. We're at zero right now. So they start to pray and they start to declare the word and make a warfare. And when we talk about waging a warfare with the word that was spoken over you, there is an actual way to do that. The way you do that is you write the prophecy down. Amen? And then you look at it. And then you speak it to yourself every day. Amen? And when the enemy comes up and tries to tell you, you know, that's not going to come to pass, you look at that word. Hallelujah. And you remember Luke 1:37, with God nothing shall be impossible. No word from God is devoid of power from bringing itself to pass. Amen? Hallelujah. So they start to make the adjustments in their business, and they start to see the cash flow increase. The man came back. Hadn't seen him since the pandemic, 2 years. He said, here's the testimony, Apostle Jay. I had to come to your church to give you the testimony. He says, you know, in the last 2 years, we've let God drive. We paid off our house. We paid off $90,000 in credit card debt. Hallelujah. He says, now we've got so much money that we look around the church for people to give to. Hallelujah. Amen. God has radically changed it. I mean, when they came in, they were so well-dressed. We thought, well, these must be some visiting pastors from somewhere. We don't know who they are, you know? I mean, we dress well, but we you know, they were like, you know, that's Bishop Jakes. You know? But he said, I had to come and I had to give you the word. Amen? So when you get a prophetic word, come on. This is a year that you're going to have to press through to break through in 2022. Yes, there might be opposition. Hallelujah. Yeah. But if you will press, hallelujah. If you will press, hallelujah. See, Philippians 3:13-14, Paul says, brethren, I don't count myself to have apprehended but one thing. This one thing I do. Paul says, I don't have it all together. Come on. The Apostle Paul wrote 18 out of 27 books of the New Testament. I'm just kind of feeling my way around here. Oh, man. He talks about himself. I knew a man that was taken up into the third heavens. Talking about himself. And he's just feeling his way around. Amen. He says, I don't think I'm accomplished that much yet. How many of us have been taken up into the third heavens? Amen. How many of us have seen things that are so awesome we can't even talk about it? This is where Paul was. This was his level of intimacy with the Lord. His intimacy of revelation with Jesus, that the Lord would catch him up and show him things in heaven and say, oh, don't release that one right now. You know, that's too much for them. That heavy rabbi, they can't handle it right now. Come on, hallelujah. So the Apostle Paul says, I don't count myself to have apprehended but one thing. This I do. Forgetting the things that are behind, amen, and reaching for the things that are front ahead of me, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ. So Paul said, there's one thing that keeps me going. There's one thing that keeps me motivated. There's one thing that I do. I press. Amen? I don't stop pressing. You see, you got to focus on the one thing, the Word of God and the Spirit of God and what God is saying to you. Amen? Amen. Glory to you. In Psalm 27, 4, David says, this one thing have I desired of the Lord, and one thing will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Hallelujah. That one thing. See, people that are successful in God have to focus. Hallelujah. Say focus. Amen. So when God gives a word, see when God gives a word, there's some people, see, let me tell you something, and this is something that I pray for the body of Christ and I try to impart wherever I go. There is the percentage of success rate in kingdom activity is very small, but that's not God's desire. He wants everybody to be successful. But guess what? When Jesus told the parable of the sower in Mark 4 and Luke 8, 3 out of 4 of them didn't get it. Amen? The seed fell on stony soil, thorny soil, a wayside soil, and they didn't get the word. Only the good soil got it and produced fruit. Amen? We want to be the good soil that when we hear the word of God, hallelujah, we receive it, hallelujah, we take it, we act on it, and we bring forth fruit, some 30, some 60, some 100-fold. If you're hearing a word on prosperity, if you're hearing a word on healing, if you're hearing a word on evangelism, come on, you take that thing, don't be one of the 75%, hallelujah, that don't get it. Be part of that. Come on, that's why people always prophesy and talk about, we're the remnant, as if, yes, yes, we're the remnant. That's not God's desire that people just be remnants. Jesus said, I am building a church. Amen. Come on. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. If you're in the church, you shouldn't be a remnant. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You should be, my God. Every one of us in here should be that. You know, let the world be the 75% and we be the 25%. Not just 25% of the church, but the church is 100% of the 25%. Hallelujah. Come on, are you getting that this morning?
Yes. Yes.
Amen. And it's the same thing with the lepers. You know, only one came back up that was healed to give thanks. Only one got it. That when God does something for you, hallelujah, you got to honor the Lord, hallelujah. You got to come back and say, Father, thank you. You got to sow some seed, amen. You got to say, Lord, come on. Look at what that man did that I prophesied to, amen. He comes back. Not only does he come back and honor us, but he starts to sow. He starts to give to his church. He starts to give to those that are poor among them. He starts to model, hallelujah, generosity and goodness. Because if it had not been for the goodness of the Lord, hallelujah, David said, if it had not been for the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, I would have fainted.
Yes.
Come on. He was on the doorstep of fainting. No money. Hallelujah. Come on. You know America's all about money, right?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Come on, don't look at me like that. I know we're Christian, but we can live on love. But you won't survive without money. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. So God wants us to press this year. Amen. Just like Paul, he wants us to press. Hallelujah. Say, God wants me to press. Amen. So, amen. So Paul pressed. And Jesus pressed, amen? But to press, you need to know your purpose. To press, you need to know your purpose. Everybody that accomplished something for God knew their purpose. And purpose has a context, amen? Purpose has a context. I want to pivot your paradigm this morning so that you'll embrace your purpose and break through into that purpose. Amen? Glory to God. You were created. Come on. I just want to give you a quick synopsis, and then I'm going to share with you the general purpose. And out of that general purpose, hallelujah, God's going to start to impart and press some things into you of your specific purpose. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, we know the story of Genesis, right? God created the earth without form and void. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you a little Bible history, and then we're going to zap right into it. Amen? And then we're going to close up. So God created the earth without form and void. He put man in the garden. Genesis 1, 26 and 27. He said, subdue the earth, replenish it, and have what? Dominion. In other words, have the rule. Rule over the fish. Rule over the birds. Rule over the everything that God created. It was good. He created man. It was very good. But we know man messed up in the garden. But God said, I'm sending someone, and he's going to be my son, and the seed of a woman shall crush the head of the serpent, meaning Jesus was going to come. He's going to pay the price for the sin of mankind, and all that imparted sin that separated from God, us from God, was going to be taken away. Amen? And Jesus came back, and when Jesus rose from the dead, with the keys of hell, death, and the grave, hallelujah, jangling them in front of Satan, making a show of him openly, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, can you just see that picture in hell? Come on, when Jesus went down, it says in Ephesians chapter 4, before he ascended, he first descended to the lower parts of the earth. He took captivity captive, and he gave gifts unto men. Every captive, every Old Testament saved that was righteous, Jesus took him out of captivity, and he said, Satan, I now hold the keys of death, hell, and the grave, and I'm taking these boys out of here with me. They're going to heaven with me. They're going to be in heaven, right? And they're going to be the first fruits, and when I come again, all those that believe in my name again shall be taken to heaven with me. Glory to God. Aren't you glad that Jesus did that for you? Amen. But he did more than that, because those of us that are alive, when he gave his disciples authority in Luke 10:19, he said, behold, I've given you authority over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the devil, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Amen. So our mentality, when we talk about serpents and scorpions, we're not talking about handling snakes, right? We're talking about demonic spirits. The serpent, the dragon, Satan, his cohorts, right? Jesus has given us authority over them. He gave his original disciples authority over them. When he raised from the dead in Mark 16 and 15, he says, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. Amen? They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. There it is again. Demonic powers are supposed to be subject to us. Amen? Come on. Hallelujah. So you were designed by God to rule and reign. Hallelujah. Just like Adam and Eve did. Come on. Hallelujah. Jesus gave you dominion again. Come on. Not dominion over people, but dominion over demonic spirits that control and influence people. Hallelujah. And you know, I love the fact that Jesus said, you know, in Matthew 28:18-20, he was very nice about it, you know. Well, first of all, he scared them quite a bit. Because he shows up in the middle of the room and he says, hell! Whoa! You know, imagine I just walked through the wall and say, hey, I'm here! Just translated myself from Orlando. I didn't even have to drive. That would freak some of you out, right? Yeah. The disciples freaked out too. But then he says, all authority in heaven and earth has been given unto me. You know, go ye therefore and teach all nations. So he was nice in Matthew 28. But in Mark 16:15, first thing he says, if you really believe in my name, you're going to cast out devils. Whoa. He doesn't go to the nice one first. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Let me ease them into it. Boys, you're going to be labeled lay hands on the sick. Isn't that wonderful? You know? No, you're going to cast out devils.
Right.
Come on.
That's, right.
That's the one that a lot of Christians don't want to deal with, right? You know, a lot of Christians, even charismatic Christians, no, not devils. Not today. Not here. You know, we got to expect, come on, I just heard our brother say, you know, if you can learn it here, you can do it there. Oh, that's a good word right now. If you can learn it here, See, the church is a training center, amen? And so because when you go into the highways and byways, your promotion and your pressing doesn't take place in church. It takes place out there. 90% of ministry takes place out there, amen? But if you are not prepared to press, and guess what? God wants to reward you so much as a believer. If you would just press in and do things that he prompts you in your spirit to do and recognize your authority and recognize that you're not on your own, amen? Jesus says, he says, I think John 14, 15, or 16, one of those, he says, I shall not leave you comfortless. That word comfortless is orphans, the Greek word orphanos. I'm not going to orphan you. I'm going away, but I'm not going to orphan you, amen? I'm going to pray the Father and he'll send you a comforter. He said, one the same as me, a comforter of another kind. Amen. And when he comes, hallelujah, he's going to lead you and guide you into all truth. Come on. Do you see this lining up? My sheep hear my voice. The comforter is going to lead you. Glory to God. God wants you to press through the breakthrough. You got to listen for the voice of the Lord in all different types of situations and circumstances. And look, who does God want? You should be looking for. We should all be looking for who does God want me to minister to today? Because guess what? When you minister to people, glory to God, the people are your pathway to promotion. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, let me say that again. People are your pathway to promotion. People, no matter how they look, no matter how you think of what you think about them, they're just one step away from becoming a child of God. They're just one step away from blessing you, no matter how radical and crazy they look. Amen? Amen. We were at a conference on Friday night, and the speaker, the host of the conference is pretty much a millionaire in real estate and so on. She went to a real estate conference, and she was saying, this guy that's even a bigger millionaire that was one of the speakers there walks in, and he just walks into the conference and obvious what persuasion he was, right? And he was just making a show of himself and just how they do. And so, and just like that, you know? And she said, and she went up, and after he spoke and different things, and he spoke for 45 minutes, and everybody said, wow, that was great, and so motivational, and so on and so forth. And she goes up to him afterwards and starts to talk with him, and just starts to tell him about his past, starts to give him a word of knowledge about abuse in his life, about things that happened to him as a child, and just start to minister to him, and he started to cry, and he started to break down, and he says, we're having a conference, at that kind of conference of real estate agents, and I want you to come and minister to all of us. Wow. Amen? So somebody might look one way, and they might be completely opposite to what God is saying and what God's word said. But if you will if you will hear the voice of the Lord and not let your human spirit, hallelujah, step in the way of what God wants to do, glory to God, souls are going to get saved, amen? But you got to press beyond your flesh. You got to press beyond your mind, hallelujah. Paul says, come on. But when Paul pressed, he had to, come on, just think about this. He was a Hebrew of Hebrews. He hated Christians, amen? But when he encountered Jesus, hallelujah, come on. He just he melted completely. His mindset changed. In fact, he said, he started to say in Philippians, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Come on. But being found in a fashion of man, he made himself of no reputation. Come on, became obedient even to death of the cross. And because of that, Paul said, God has highly exalted him and give him a name above every name, that at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Now, what if you took what Paul said and you pressed into that, and you said, you know what? I declare that I'm going to let this mind be in me that was in Christ Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. If I see any Samaritan woman that's been rejected as a Gentile dog, and nobody wants to talk to her, I'm going to go up to her, I'm going to introduce myself, I'm going to let this anointing anointing get on her. I'm going to let the glory of God rest upon her. I'm going to tell her about Jesus. I'm going to press beyond my flesh, glory to God. And I'm going to cast devils if they manifest out of her. Come on, hallelujah. Come on, I tell you, you're going to have to press this year, amen? Come on. Because if you will press, I guarantee you God's going to reward you, amen? Come on, this is why Paul says, this one thing I do, I press, I don't care what it takes. You know, people talk about inflation, they talk about all the stuff that's going on. Come on, we moved down here, 30 years ago from Canada. Inflation was like, for us, inflation was through the roof because we couldn't work. So we were living in infinite inflation, hallelujah. God says, move to Florida, no money, infinite inflation, no 4 children, how are we going to live, God? We don't have a church, we don't have a ministry, we don't have a job, hallelujah. How many of you know that will make you press? Come on, I left a nice government job, I left a business that was doing well, I left an associate pastorship on a word from God. Come on. And a word from God, I'm going to take you to Florida. What's in Florida, Lord? I'm not telling you. I don't even want to go to Florida. I've got everything here. All my friends are here. Our church is 500 people. All our friends are here. Our kids know their kids. Everybody's having we're all in Christian school. This is wonderful. No, I'm going to take you to Florida. Oh, man. You talk about pressing. Hallelujah. I had to press beyond my flesh. Amen? Everything in my flesh was saying, no, just reject this. I was like that guy, That is not the word of the Lord, but you have to open up yourself. Amen? When you hear something contrary to what you want to hear, see, many of us shut down. When we don't want to hear something, you get a prophetic word from somebody that doesn't even know you and they're visiting, and they say, God, and they put it nicely. You know how we put negative prophetic words nicely? We don't just tell you you have an anger problem. But the Lord wants to deal with you in such a way that your heart would be so tender. Real people would say, are you saying I have an anger problem? But church people would say, oh, yes, Lord, thank you. Yeah, so I had to press. And by pressing, I mean I had to say, Lord, out of all the leaders in the church, I probably hear the least from God because I was the most junior, I was like Paul. Paul says, I'm like one born out of season. All the other apostles were there with Jesus. Paul wasn't there with Jesus. He had to have his own encounter. And I never had my encounter till very late. And I didn't develop my ability to hear till very late. But this time it's crucial because God is saying, make a big decision. Amen? That'll affect your future and the future of your family. So I had to get into the presence of the Lord. Glory to God. I had to go in my prayer closet day after day. I had to fast. I had to get into the word. I had to ask Jesus, Lord, speak. I had to be desperate to hear from Jesus. Amen? And how many of you know, if you ask for bread, he will not give you a stone. If he asks for a fish, he will not give you a serpent. Amen? He will speak to you one way or the other. One night, I had a dream/vision, and he showed me exactly what I had to do. The next morning, I woke up crying, signed my resignation from my job, bought a plane ticket, and came down to Florida with my children and my wife. Amen? And God has taken care of us. Amen? Amen. If I hadn't done that, I wouldn't have met you. If I hadn't done that, I wouldn't have met your pastors. If I hadn't done that, I wouldn't be part of Christian International. If I hadn't done that, we wouldn't be, all over the world. Sacramento 1 week, Cranford, British Columbia the next week, Bahamas the next week, just ministering the word of the Lord because we pressed, amen? We refused, come on. And I'm telling you, saints of God, that is in you. I'm not saying that for accolades to me. That is in all of you. There are pathways that the Lord has designed for each of you to go. And if you will just press this year beyond, hallelujah, beyond what you're doing now, hallelujah, Come on, get into the presence of God in your prayer closet. Get into the presence of God in the Word. Get into the presence of God, hallelujah, when you have worship service. And come on, if somebody's asking you, hey, you know, go into the parables and look at the parables. Get into the parables. Come on. When I was first here, I couldn't work for a year and a half, didn't have a green card, and I wasn't a refugee. I could always go back to Canada. You know, you got free education, free health care, free, everything's free. But here I am, and I had nothing to do but to spend time with the Lord. Glory. And I spent time with the Lord. I'm telling you, I got into the Word. I got into prayer. I got into intercession. I got into everything that I knew how to do and start to tune my ears, my spiritual ears, to hear from God. Amen? And that's the way that you press. You've got to press through this year. Amen? But what are we pressing to do? Let's end with this. Romans chapter 8. Let's go to Romans chapter 8. Got to show you that I still read the Bible. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know this scripture, right? And we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Okay, all things work together. Why does all things work together for your good? Because him who God did foreknow, he also did predestinate. So God knew you in advance before you were born, and he predestined you. In other words, he decided before you were born, hallelujah, what had been prepared for you to do. Amen? There are things that God has prepared for you before the foundation of the world, it says in Ephesians chapter 1. He knew what you were supposed to. He knew you were supposed to be a worshiper before the foundation of the world. He knew you were supposed to be a missionary before the foundation of the world. It's already lined up. It's already lined up. Amen? He predestined you to be, to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn of many brethren. Now, the one thing he has predestined us all to do is right there, to be conformed to the image of his son. Who's his son? Amen. So he's predestined us to be changed to become like Jesus. Amen. He predestined you to be changed to become, come on, Romans 12, 2, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed, be changed. Come on. That Greek word metamorphosis, like a caterpillar to a butterfly. Be changed. Come on, how many butterflies we got in here? Amen. I think we got butterflies. I think we got lions. I think we got warriors. Come on, hallelujah. Come on, let me hear all the warriors go, woo! Woo! All the lions go, woo! Come on, amen. Come on, hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. So he wants us to check. Come on, a lion's a good thing. The lion of the tribe of Judah, that's a good set of people to be in. So he's predestined all of us. There's certain specific things he's predestined some of us to do, but he's predestined all of us to be changed like Jesus. I mean, conformed to the image of his son, that Jesus might be the firstborn of many brethren. But look at this. Look at the payoff. The payoff is in the next verse. Amen? Moreover, who he predestinated, say that's me, them he also called. Have you been called into the kingdom? You've accepted Jesus? So you were predestinated, right? You were called, right? And then who he called, them he also justified. Justified means you've been declared righteous. You've been declared righteous, right? You're righteous as Jesus. Come on, 2 Corinthians 5:21. Come on, Jesus bore his sins. Amen? Hallelujah. He who knew no sin became sin for us that we might become the righteousness of God in him. You are as righteous as Jesus. That's the great exchange, if you can handle that. That's what Corinthians says, 5:21. Right? So you've been justified. But look at this. And whom he justified, he also glorified. It's all in the past tense, saints. It's all in the past tense. So he predestinated you. Come on. He justified you. He glorified you. Now, why isn't the glory showing? Because we got to press to show it. Amen?
That's right.
Let's stand up together with me. Hallelujah. We're going to release an anointing of pressing upon you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want you to see yourself in your sanctified imagination. Just close your eyes right now for a moment, please. See yourself in your sanctified imagination, walking in power to the point where you lay hands on the sick recover, that the word of God rises up in you in any occasion, and you're bold enough to release prophetic words to other people that you don't even know and believe that they will come to pass. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's pray in the Spirit right now. Rosa ta la la boshota la la basta karede de boshata. Rosa ta la la basta. Come on, whoever's at home and watching on Facebook or streaming, you can do this right now as well. This is what's called an activation. We're activating you into your membership ministry. We're activating you into your purpose right now, Father. Rokata barabashata. Come on, dig deep down. Get a little louder. Rokata tarada. Don't hold it back. Raketaba. Eka bashondelele bosaka. E robashata rabosetelele basata. Resata tatadalalaba. Come on, Jesus said, out of your bellies, out of your bellies. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Come on, he's down there. He's down there. He's down there. Come on, bring him up. Halala. Bring up the Holy Ghost now. Come on, the Bible says the righteous are as bold as a lion. The righteous are as bold as a lion. Come on, the righteous are as bold as a lion, but the wicked flee when no man pursued. The righteous. Robashata. Let the righteous boldness of God come up in you now. Father, right now, Lord God, we release upon your people, Father God, we release upon your people the desire, Father God, and the unction by the Holy Ghost to press through, Father God, into their destiny, Father. Lord, this is a strategic year, Lord God. This is a year, Father, of warfare. This is a year of breakthrough, Father God. And Lord God, right now, we break every spirit of timidity. We break every spirit, Lord God, every spirit, Lord, of resistance, of obstinacy. We break every spirit of fear, Father God. We break off the past, Lord God, the past, the fear of the past, and even things in the past that held back. We break it off right now in the name of Jesus. We break off disappointment right now in the name of Jesus. We declare this is a new season. We declare it's a new season for you to break through. We declare right now in Jesus' name that the press of God is on you right now. The press of God that you are desiring to press. We loose that desire to press through, to break through in 2022. We release that right now on you right now, a desire to seek Jesus, a desire to hear his voice, a desire to move in the things of God, a desire to walk in your inheritance right now, in the name of Jesus. We release it upon you. We release it upon you. Release it upon you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And if you receive that today, say amen and give the Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now you may be seated. I think we want to minister to some of you. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Thank you, Jesus. God is so amazing. Amen. Yeah. Amen. I just have a word for Jacinia and your husband. I forgot your name.
Eric.
Eric and Jacinia. I hear the Lord says that son and daughter, I brought you up higher. Mm-hmm. I brought you up higher. God said, I've raised you up. You know what the word said? I raised you up. I made you to sit with me in heavenly places. And God said, I lift you up higher. And God said, I'm raising you up higher and higher and higher in me. God says, I'm pulling you closer and closer with me. God said, I've paved the way. I removed the rubble and I've made every path straight. Mm-hmm. I've made your path straight and I've made your destiny so real. God said, embrace this life, embrace this destiny, embrace this newness. God said, I've made all things new. Mm. And I just see you like you're under a waterfall and the water is just coming over you. And I hear the Lord said, times of refreshing will come from the presence of the Lord. Mm. And God said, I'm refreshing you. Mm. I'm renewing you. I'm making everything new. God said, son and daughter, renew. I'm making everything new. I don't quite all what's going on, but God said, I've made it all new. Mm-hmm. Renew. Everything, he's refreshing you. He's renewing you. Mm-hmm. He's reviving you. I see him bring a new fire and a new pressure. a new presence of the Spirit upon your life. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And for this whole line here, 1, 2, 3, I guess you guys in this whole line, from the beginning when I was here, just the presence of the Lord is coming upon all of you, all of you. Just lift your hands. God, all of you in this row right here, right here. God's presence. Can you stand? All of you, can you stand? I hear the Lord says, come on, put your hands up. I hear the Lord said, I've chosen every single one of you. And he said, my grace and my anointing is resting mightily upon you. And God said, I'm pouring a fresh oil of anointing upon your lives. And God said, I'm fortifying you. And God said, my anointing, you have a catcher, somebody that will stand behind him? Whoever catches, just come help. God said, daughter, I'm pouring out a new glory, a fresh anointing. And God said, I love you with an eternal love. And God said, I'm going to use you for my presence and my glory. God said, you hunger for me. And he said, you know, you hunger for me. And he said, I'm filling you. I'm filling you with such a glory, such an anointing, such a power in this family. My God, God is going to use you all to do great exploits in the kingdom of God. God said, my presence, receive it, receive it. God said, my anointing and my grace is upon you. God said, son, I'm going to use you to do great exploits in the kingdom of God. For my presence is upon you, and I'm going to use you in signs and wonders and miracles. You'll be part of a Joshua generation. You'll be a part of a people that is not afraid, because God said, I put a boldness on the inside of you, says the Lord. And God said, stay close to me. Stay close in my presence. Stay close in my glory, and stay close in my anointing, says the Spirit of the living God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for your daughter. Thank you for a fresh anointing. Thank you for your healing power from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. My God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I hear the Lord says that many of you, I've matured you. I bring you up higher. God said, I brought you up higher. I brought you up higher. He said, you all have so matured. You all have so matured. He's brought you all up higher. And he said, my glory is resting upon you all. My glory. God said, daughter, I'm so pleased. I'm pleased beyond pleased with you. You know, if God said, pleased beyond pleased. God said, I'm pleased beyond pleased. He said, you bring me such joy. You're my passionate one. And God said, there's nothing I won't do for you, daughter. There's nothing. He says, I give you the desires of your heart, the deep longing, the desire of your heart. God said, I'm filling every desire. And he said, I'm giving you hope today. He said, hope. He said, listen, hope. He says, daughter, you're beautiful. And he said, even the deepest desire of your heart, God, I'm filling, fulfilling every desire for you, guys, that I'm doing some great and I'm promoting you big, big. Your dividends is big in the kingdom of God. Thank you, Lord God, for this beautiful daughter. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for your blessing on her life. God said, daughter, I'm filling you with joy. Joy, joy. Whatever tries to zap your joy, God said, I'm releasing joy upon you. The joy of the Lord is your strength, and the strength of the, God said, I'm the strength of your life. And God said, you're important. God said, you're not forgotten. He has not forgotten you. He's not forgotten his promise. He said, God said, stand strong, stand still, and see me move on your behalf, says the Spirit of the Lord. I don't know. I don't know. I just see some more school, more learning. I don't know what you're doing, but I just see more education and more schooling. And God said, I've given you an awesome brain, an awesome mind, and you're really intelligent. You're so smart, and you're able to put things together. And God says, he's just going to grow you and grow you and grow you. You're a beautiful plant before the Lord. Amen.
I saw you on a stationary bike, but the Lord says, I'm moving you onto a moving bike. It's kind of like you're stationary and you're pedaling fast, but the Lord says, in this season, you're going to start to see movement, because I'm taking you off the stationary bike and I'm putting you on a moving bike, because I'm going to have you mobile, says the Spirit of God. And there's an anointing in the movement, says the Lord. There's an anointing in the movement, says the Spirit of God. And I forgot what your name is. Erica, the Lord, could you stand up for a sec? Yeah, the Lord says that he has awesome plans for your life. And he says, because you have pressed beyond pressing, he says, I'm opening the windows of heaven, and your needs are going to be taken care of. And he says, at every step of the way, it's like I see you walking through doors, and every time you walk through a door, another one opens. Every time you walk through a door, another one opens. The Lord says, you're in the palm of my hand. He says, I have your heart in the palm of my hand, and your desire is my desire. And as you step through the doors, the provision will be there, says the Spirit of the Lord. He says, don't worry about the provision, because you're positioned in the right way, says the Spirit of God. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And to Daniel and his family, Daniel, right? Daniel, you and your family, God says, my hand is upon you, son and daughter and children. My hand is upon you. God said, you're an awesome couple. You're an example in this body, in this church. God said, you're an example. And God said, my hand is upon you and my glory is resting upon you. And you did so wonderful getting that wife. I mean, she's a beautiful woman and she compliments you, but she's that fire for you. She's that fire. God said, together you will do great exploits. God said, my hand is greatly upon you. And God said, I'm going to use you for my glory. And God said, daughter, when you dance, God said, chains are broken. Chains are broken off people's lives. And God said, I put a great ministry of deliverance on the inside of you, and many will be delivered and many shall be set free. And God said, I'm going to use you both to bring glory and honor to my name. And God said, son, my hand is upon you. And God said, my grace is upon you and my anointing. And God said, you're a mighty man of God. And God said, you'll break the bread of life. You're going to break the word, and it's going to bring such healing and such deliverance to people, says the Spirit of the Lord, because my word is deep inside. God said, you're going to bring it line upon line, precept upon precept. And God said, that fiery ball that's of your mother is in the inside of you. You've got a fireball. I mean, your mother's a fireball, you know. And God said, that fireball of your mother is inside of you. And God said, that steadiness of your father is on the inside of you. And God said, you have them both, the DNA of your mom and dad, but you also have your own DNA that you're going to walk in. Amen. And San Juanita, I hear the Lord said, I'm putting fresh fire upon you, fresh fire, fresh anointing. And God said, rest in my presence and know I am more than enough. God said, I am more than enough. There is nothing too hard for me to do for you, says the Lord. And God said, trust me. You trusted me in the past. And God said, continue to trust me, because I am your way maker. I am your miracle worker. I am your promise keeper. And God said, I am a God that never lies. I keep my promise, says the Spirit of the Lord. I do keep my promise. And daughter, I hear the Lord says to you, I'm releasing joy upon you. He said, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And he said, I am pouring in my joy in your life, and I'm bringing strength unto you, says the Spirit of the Lord. And God said, you're beautiful. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. And my plans towards you are so good and so right. And God says, there's nothing I would not give to you. I'm not withholding. I'm a good father. You have some more,
amen,
honey?
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hi there. What's your name?
Ryan.
Ryan, I just feel the Lord wants to, he wants to bring you up higher. You know, there's a call on your life, and you've been, you know, there's some things that he's been showing you that you need to do for him. And the Lord says it's time to receive the baton. You know, it's like you've been running the race and you've been making progress, but the Lord says, I'm holding out a baton, and you're going to see that baton and who the baton is from. He said, it's going to be from me. And when you take the baton, you're going to accelerate in your walk with me, says the Spirit of God. There's even some things of the Spirit that the Lord wants to lead you into, some manifestations of the Spirit that he wants you to experience, so that you can be even more useful in your ministry gift. And he says, you're in the right place, you're at the right time, you're in the right season, because I'm going to hone you, I'm going to aim you, and I'm going to release you like an arrow that will hit the mark, says the Spirit of God.
Amen. Isn't God good? Isn't God good? We had to do this quick, right? We're able to prophesy to every one of you in here, right? So we can do this, right? All right, so we're just going to go line by line. I know some of them. So we're going to go down in the back. The sister right over in that brown corner, God said that my hand is upon you. You're not forsaken. I am with you. Trust me. I'm working in your life, says the Spirit of the Lord. He said, I'm providing. I am your provider. Is this your family? This one family? God said, I am the God that is more than enough, and there's nothing too hard for me to do, says the Spirit of the Lord. Believe that I am a God of abundance. I'm a God of super abundance. How about this? The family right here, your daughter, Amen. God said, you're beautiful. You're fearfully and wonderfully made, and you bring joy to my heart. And God says, I love you, daughter, and I want you to know that there's nothing I won't do for you. He said, my love is more than enough. And he said, I'm reaching deep in the depth of your heart today, and I am pouring out my love. And God said, daughter, look at me. He said, you're accepted. You're accepted. You're accepted by me, and that you're important to me and you're loved by me. And he said, my grace is working deep on the inside of you, says the Lord. And daughter, I hear the Lord says, my peace is resting upon you. He said, I'm releasing a peace that passes no understanding. God said, I'm releasing peace. It's just like I see like there was a storm whirling all around. But God said, I'm steadying it. I'm steadying it. And everything the enemy tried to rob and steal, God said, I'm steadying the storm, and I'm bringing a peace in your life, says the Spirit of the living God.
Amen. Amen.
You can jump in anytime if you got any.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Father God. I thank you, Lord, for my sister right now, Lord. I bless her in the name of Jesus. God says, my favor is upon you. He said, I'm a God of favor. And he said, trust me and believe me for favor. Hallelujah. God said, I'm a God of breakthrough. I'm breaking through. He said, that word that was preached today, if you would believe me, I can break through in your life, and I can do things exceeding abundantly above, more than you could even ask, imagine, or even desire. He said, I give you the desires of your heart. And he said, don't stop thinking so small. Mm-hmm. Think big, because I'm a big God.
Yeah, I hear the Lord saying for them that he's stirring up fresh desire. That there's fresh desire. There's some things that you put on the shelf and things that you put in the back burner. But the Lord says it's time to dust those things off. Believe for them again, because it's time to inherit them, says the Spirit of the Lord. He says, don't put things on the back burner. This is a year of breakthrough. This is a year that you go after your goal in the middle of things that seemingly don't line up, says the Spirit of God. He says, I'm going to cause you to dust off the old things you'll be believing for and step into the new, says the Spirit of God.
Amen. And God said, a faithful man will abound with blessings. Mm-hmm. A faithful, he said, you're faithful and you're abounding. There's nothing I won't do for you, son. I just see you in school, education. I see you progressing, and I don't know if you're in school or going to school or whatever, but I see you progressing, and I see you successful. I see you have a great business mind. And God says, could you stand for a minute? He says, I'm blessing you financially. I'm blessing you financially because you're so faithful. There's nothing I'm not withholding. I'm blessing you abundantly, you and your family. Mm-hmm. Amen. Can you stand, sir? Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for this young man. I thank you, Lord. I just declare and decree today, the Lord said, I'm moving in your life, and I give you the desires of your heart. I don't want the desires. You have some deep desires in your heart. He said, I give you the desires of your heart. So whatever is that deep desire, God said, it's been answered, and I give you that desire. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. God said, keep on pressing. Keep on pressing. There's nothing I won't do for you. Mm-hmm. He said, press on in to breakthrough. Mm-hmm. And he said, and you will experience it. All you need to do is keep on pressing and don't look back.
And I hear Amen. The Lord says he's releasing his healing virtue to you. And even now the Lord says, I'm the Lord that healeth thee. And the Lord says, even now, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, he's releasing health and healing into your body. Father, we just release that now, Father. We declare the life of the word that's in 1 Peter 2:24, Father. By the stripes of Jesus, you were healed 2,000 years ago. Lord, we release that now, Father. Every fear, we command you to go right now in the name of Jesus. We loose the peace of God into your heart right now. The Lord Jesus is reaching down right now and giving you that assurance that he loves you, he hasn't forsaken you, and he's touching your body in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. And to this beautiful, there's a family right here, right? Oh, the grace and the anointing of God is upon you all. Wow, God's blessing. He's blessed you. And he said, oh man, I just see, honey, just come, can you come with me? The anointing of God. I just hear double portion.
Whoa.
Double portion.
Whoa.
He's giving you double. Double, double, double. God said double portion, double anointing, double grace, double favor,
unbelievable.
God said, provision is yours. I'm breaking you through. I'm breaking you through. There's nothing that I won't do for you, says the Spirit of the Lord. I don't know if this guy teaches, but there's a teacher on the inside of him to teach the Word of God, to break the Word of God. And there's a powerhouse on the inside of you. And God said, you are a warrior. And there's a strong warrior inside of you, says the Spirit of the living God. And this young man, I see success all over him. I see him succeeding in everything he put his hand to. He will not. And God said, as a family, God said, look, you all have been faithful. That's what I heard. Y'all have been faithful, and there's nothing I won't do for you. God says, the past is the past. I'm writing a new book. I'm writing a new book. Forget the past. God said, I'm doing some new things for you all, and I'm breaking you all through. I'm breaking you all through. He said, new life. I hear the Lord said, new life. I don't know what's going on in your life, but God said, embrace new life. New life. This is a new day for you. You've accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. He says, pray this prayer with me. Say, Father God, I thank you. You touch me and fill me afresh in Jesus' name. The devil has tried to come against you, but you are a powerhouse for God. I want you to know that. The devil has tried to come against you, to intimidate you, to feel like you're nobody, to even bring depression sometimes. But he's breaking it today off your life. He's breaking that depression. He's breaking that fear off your life. And he said, you are powerful in me. That's why the enemies try to fight you. But God said, you are strong, son. You're strong. I put you in a good family. I put you in a family that's going to fight for you, a family that's going to stand for you. And sometimes, you know, you get mad at them. He said, what in the world? Like, why are they in my back? Why are they just riding me? But God said, I have them there. I could have put you in any family, but I put you in this family because they're going to cover you. They're going to pray for you. They're going to stand for you. Because you know what? God said, I'm taking some friends out of your life that don't need to be in your life. And I'm only going to keep the right ones in your company. Because God said, I love you and I'm going to protect you. And the devil will not have your life. Because God said, I have a real great plan for you. And you're going to fulfill it. This Jesus boy's going to fulfill it.
Jesus' name.
Boy's going to fulfill name. It. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for these. This is a powerful two. You're powerful in the kingdom of God. God said there's great plans, great purposes I have for you. God said, I'm going to use you both. The weight, the heavy kabod of the anointing of God is upon your life. And God said, I will use you for my glory, says the Spirit of the Lord.
I see where the Lord is severing some relationships as well, where there are things that the enemy has tried to sow into your life. But the Lord says he's cutting those off. He says, I'm going to open both of your eyes. You're going to have each other's back, says the Spirit of God. The Lord says, watch out for him, and you watch out for him, because the Lord says, when two are agreed, nothing can stand against them. And he says, I am the third person in the middle of the threefold cord. And even as David and Jonathan were, the Lord says, I want you to be like David and Jonathan, where they had each other's back, where they turned away others that would mean each other harm, spiritually, naturally, financially, for their future. The Lord says, I've knitted you two together and you have each other's back. But he says, I'm in the midst of it, says the Spirit of the Lord, and I will not let you go astray.
Amen. And there's a powerful anointing on your life. I'm telling you, it's like, you know, like David's mighty men. You all are like David's mighty men. You all are powerful in the Lord. Y'all, I don't know who your parents are, who you all are, but you all are powerful in the Lord. I want you to know that. And don't let anything stop you. Don't let anyone stop you. And don't let no demon for sure stop you. I break off your life. Anything from your generation that would try to stop you, that would try to make you think small, that would try to limit you. And I declare there's no limit. There's no boundary upon your life that you break through in Jesus' name. And Father, go ahead. Were you understand?
That young lady.
I did.
Okay, all right.
Okay. Father God, I thank you for this young woman. I pray a blessing on her life today. I pray, God, you strengthen her today and provide. I hear the Lord said, I am your provider. I'm Jehovah Jireh. God, your provider. I know you guys got to go. It's your time, but you know what? Y'all don't have us here all the time. right? Lord, I just pray the blessing of God upon Jacinia. I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in her life. God said, woman of God, there's a great calling. There's a great gift. There's a great anointing. God said, I put a dance in you. I don't know if you still dance, but let me tell you, God's put a dance in your feet. God's put a pep in your step. And he said, and when you dance, the enemy must flee. God said, the enemy must flee. God said, I'm breaking you through in your finances. I don't know what's going on in your finances, but God said, I'm breaking you up through in your finances. God, I just like I saw like COVID, like with around COVID and everything, people's finances was feeling some kind of pressure. But God said, son, I'm breaking it through. I'm breaking it through. I'm providing for you. I'm providing for you. Look at me. God said, you're accepted. Son, I accept you. I accept you. You're accepted in me. And you're so important to me. And God said, I love you. You understand? God is saying, I love you. And he said, the best is yet to come. Hallelujah. The best is yet to come for your family. God said, son, you'll see it. You'll embrace it. You'll walk in it. There's so much. God said, don't stop dreaming. Don't stop dreaming.
That's it.
Don't stop dreaming. Keep on dreaming. Keep on dreaming. Whatever came to rob you from dreaming. Whatever came to stop you from hoping, God said, hope, son, hope, dream, hope, dream, hope again and dream again. I have good things. God said, I want to bless your business. I want to multiply. God says he wants to do some amazing things for you in your business. I just see doubling. I just see you opening another office. I just see wealth without sorrow coming to you guys. Wealth without sorrow coming for this family. Wealth without sorrow. You all have an amazing calling, an amazing ministry that the body needs. An amazing, you're a powerful man of God. You're a powerful man of God. A powerful man of God. And God's given you feet like hinds feet. He's given you feet to tread on the enemy, to tell him, no, no more, no more, no more, no more, Satan, no more, no more, no more. I'm going through me and my family. Me and my family, we're going on dry ground. We're pressing on truth, says the Spirit of the Lord. We're pressing on truth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Give them the desires of their heart. Give them the desires of their heart, Father God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. There's a husband and wife here. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful couple. Bless them, oh God. Pour out your grace. Pour out your glory. God said, I'm pouring out. Oh, it's just like y'all are going to be drunk in the glory of God. You're going to be drunk in the glory of God. I see the glory of God. My God. He said, I'm going to cause you to be drunk. And you're going to just dwell in my presence. You're a glorious couple. And God's going to use your might in the kingdom of God. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing for this family, oh God. Pour out your grace. Pour out your anointing. Pour out your power upon them, Lord. Use them, Lord. Use them, Lord. Use them for your glory, my God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. There's a couple here. Thank you, Lord God, for pouring out. Hallelujah upon them, Lord God. And I hear newness of life. I hear the Lord said newness of life, newness of life. He's given you newness of life. He's made all things new. Come on, excitement, excitement. There's lots of good things happening for you all. And God said, I just hear expectation, be in expectation. Some good things is coming.
Stepping into a new season. You're stepping into a new season. This is going to be a good year for you guys. The Lord says, rejoice in advance because I'm opening doors in your rejoicing, says the Spirit of God. There are things that, and he said, I've lined up like stone upon stone. That you know, when you see a raging water, a river, and it looks like there's no way through, the Lord says, I'm giving you the faith. You're going to step stone on stone, and I'm going to let you get through to the other side. This is going to be a good season. As you walk through, you're going to see things just open before you. So this is a new season. Rejoice in this time, says the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I hear the Lord said, I'm releasing health upon you. Mm-hmm. Health and healing. Mm-hmm. Health and healing. He makes strong your bones. Mm-hmm. He's releasing health and healing. He's releasing peace and joy. He's releasing it. He's causing everything that is out of order to come into alignment. I speak order, 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 order in this body, order in this man. In the name of Jesus, I pray, God, for full healing and full restoration in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for this young woman, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, you are pouring in. I hear the Lord said, my love is being poured in. My love is being poured in. He said, my love is sufficient. My love is sufficient. And I just see you writing. I don't know. I see you writing. I don't know if there's a book inside of you that you haven't written. But God said, I've given you. He said, pen it, write that book. Write that journal, whatever he's given you to write. But because he said, I've given you a learned mind, and I've given you the ability to write and pen things down. Thank you, Lord God, for my sister right now, Lord God. Mm-hmm. I release a glorious anointing upon your life. And God said, daughter, I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm working things out. I'm making all crooked places straight. I make a path before you. And God said, walk in that path. Walk in that destiny. You're going to press into purpose. And God said, I just see like you're walking a journey. You're walking a road. And there's nothing that's going to stop you on this journey. And God said, just lay a hold of me and press on into this journey. And no man, no demon, nothing shall be able to stop you from walking in that journey, says the Spirit of the Lord. And to
John.
But John and Leah and your family, I hear the Lord said, promotion. God said, I promoted you. He said, a faithful man will abound with blessing. And God said, I call you to be a mouthpiece. And God said, I will use your mouth wherever you go, in the church, in the marketplace, everywhere you go. People are going to know you're like me, well known everywhere you go. People know you because God said, I've given you a voice. And God says, your mouth, I'm using. Son, you are causing so many people's lives to be transformed. You're bringing so many souls into the kingdom of God. You're bringing so many. But God said, son, I'm watering you as well. I'm watering you as well. And I'm giving you new strength, new hope, new fortitude. And God said, it's just like I saw the next 10 years glorious. The next 10 years, boy, you guys are walking in some things. You're walking in some great things. And God said, your wife, I mean, she's a powerful woman of God with a great anointing, with a great glory. And God said, I want you to tell you all, you've done well raising your children. You've done well. You've poured in. You've blessed them. You have not stopped. And God said, you're an excellent family. He said, you're a family to be modeled in the kingdom of God. And you've lived a kingdom life. And God said, living a kingdom life brings kingdom benefits.
Ooh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Bring kingdom benefits. Bring kingdom benefits. So the Lord said, I'm blessing the work of your hands. He said that he that winneth souls is wise. So you're a wise man. And what God will not do for you financially, what would he not do in your house, in your provision, in your finances? God said, I'm shifting your finances. I really am. And he says there's going to be more than enough abundance and superabundance. You will lack for nothing, neither would your wife. You all work hard, but the monies that I'm bringing for you is going to go way beyond what you all can work for. Because thank God said, I'm going to be, it's going to be wealth without sorrow. Right?
Hallelujah.
Right? I don't give this word very often. A few people I've given it to, but God said, you are like a money magnet. Which means money will be attracted to you. Resources and finances. And God, I know you're doing the nursing thing, but I'm telling you, there's a businessman on the inside of you. There's a business thing that he's put, something to do with health and nutrition. I don't know what that's all about. But something to do with health and nutrition. And God says, I'm going to give you some keys, and it's going to bring in multiple streams of income. I just see it. Multiple streams of income, and you guys are going to be pretty wealthy. I'm just saying.
Amen.
I just got to tell you what God told me, right? And God said, I've not forgotten you. God said, my joy is made perfect in weakness. My joy is inside of you. God said, you bring joy to every person, and everywhere you go, you bring joy. And he said, I'm flooding you with joy, and I'm bringing peace in your soul, and I'm giving you the desires of your heart, and that no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. And he says, I'm releasing my healing oil of anointing upon you. He said, I'm the Lord that healeth thee. I'm the Lord that strengtheneth thee. I'm the Lord that encourages thee. And I am the Lord that fortifies thee, says the Spirit of the Lord. And to Pastor George and Pastor Asia, they're around here. Where are you? Come on here, Poppy.
Papa and Mama.
Oh, no, did I forget you guys? Right here. Did I forget you all? I did, but I didn't forget you because God didn't forget you. God said, my hand is upon you. My blessing is upon you. He said, I want to encourage you today. I want to encourage you that you're loved by God. And God loves you. And you're important to God. You know, men look to the outward appearance, but God looks to the heart. And God said, I got your heart. And God said, you're important to me. And God said, I'm even. Can I put my hand on your head? Can I pray for you? He said, healing anointing. Right now. I'm releasing my healing anointing upon your body. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord that strengtheneth thee. And I am the Lord that encourages thee. And God said, I'm releasing peace in the midst of every storm. I'm bringing peace, tranquility, and breakthrough, says the Spirit of the Lord. Thank Amen.
You, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And to Pastor George in Asia, these are mighty people of God, right? Stretch your hands out to them. Mighty warriors. Mm-hmm. Father God said, you're warriors. You're mighty warriors. You've taken so much ground in this area of LaBelle. You've taken ground. You've taken ground. And he says, you know what? You're going to keep on taking ground. Mm-hmm. You're going to keep on taking ground in this region. Mm-hmm. He says, you know, the people in this community know who you are. Mm-hmm. And God said, you're making influence and impact. Mm-hmm. Whenever any of these that you pour into go out and make impact, you're making impact. Mm-hmm. And so the Lord said, I'm impacting you all to impact people mm-hmm. that will go out and make a change and difference in their community, in their society, in their sphere of influence. And God said, I'm preserving your life. Mm-hmm. I'm preserving your life. And I'm giving you long life. Mm-hmm. And God said, my healing anointing mm-hmm. is upon you, says the Spirit of the living God. And God said, I'm surrounding you. And I just see God said, I've released angels that have been assigned unto you. And those angels are pushing back every work of darkness. And the angels of God, wherever you go, those angels go and they surround you. They surround your children. They surround your grandchildren. And those angels are going because they've been assigned, says the Spirit of the Lord. And God said, the work is just going to keep growing and keep growing and keep growing. And I don't know if you guys are vacation Bible school, but I see some kind of vacation Bible school and I see it very successful. Mm-hmm. Very successful. I see God said, you know, that area over there, he gave you that desire for that school. It's coming. That school is coming. I'm telling you, that school is coming. And God is going to give you teachers to have that school. And it will be a Christian school. Mm-hmm. It will be a Christian. God said, I'll raise up teachers. Mm-hmm. I'm bringing them even now. I'm preparing them even now. I'm even preparing the city for the school that is coming. And God said, it will educate young people. Mm-hmm. It'll educate. God said, out of that school, raise up doctors and lawyers and teachers and all people that would be successful in society. But God said, son and daughter, I've given you all the keys to this city. I've given you this keys to the LaBelle area. And God said, I call you to have influence, says the Spirit of the Lord.
Amen. I heard the Lord said, I'm sending the eagles to help. I'm sending the eagles from the north, the south, the east, and the west. So he says, I'm releasing people from their assignments to come to this assignment, says the Spirit of God. And people that you don't know now, that are not in relationship with you now, the Lord says, they're going to find you in this season, this hour, because I'm gathering the eagles. I want some changes to happen in this area. I want kingdom demonstration to happen in this area in a way that the city will know that there is a God in heaven. Even as Elijah called down the mountain, the fire on Mount Carmel, the Lord says, I'm going to cause you to call down the fire of the anointing in this place, and the region will be set on fire, says the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Father.
Hopefully, we prayed for everybody, and if we didn't miss anybody, Lord, I pray a blessing on those that we were not able, all the children's workers, all the children's and teachers and workers, Lord, we send the word of the Lord to them. And we declare, Lord, you gave them the desires of their heart and you bless them abundantly, super abundantly. Said, he that is faithful over little, I'll make them ruler over much. Bless the children. Let them raise up to be mighty giants in the kingdom of God. Yes. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
All right, I know it's kind of late, but this is better than filet mignon. So it will last longer, too. If you've been blessed, please honor the speakers today. They have ministered to your life. And otherwise, you are dismissed. And thank you for your patience. Yeah. And remember, today at 3, we're going to meet again to be ministered for the 5 minutes. Mm-hmm.